I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, amazing FBAers. Welcome back to the show. We are just past our 100th episode, so we have a bit of longevity behind us now as a show. Please do join us and continue the conversation at the Facebook group if you wish to have some more interaction with the people in the group and, of course, with myself. That's www.amazingfba.com/FBF, as in face, B as in book. We just hit 600 members a couple of days ago, so it's a decent-sized community, but it's not overwhelming, so I think it's the perfect size. So come and join us there. Today, I'm going to start addressing some of the issues that came up in the September London Mastermind meeting that we had. Now, if that's something that resonates with you, like meeting in person with people, then you can check that out at the blog, amazingfba.com/mastermind. We have got a couple of physical spaces left because the meeting room in November is going to hold 10 people. So if you're listening to this in November or late October, then you may still be within a chance of actually attending a meeting in November. So get yourself over to amazingfba.com/mastermind if you live near London or you can get to London easily. I mean, a couple of our members actually come up from Europe, which is where they're based. So people do travel to do it, but that's up to you. Anyway, so I digress because this is where issues come up, which is why the mastermind is great, because it's feedback from you, the listener and watcher, because it's what you really need. And what seems to be really needed, of course, is that age-old question of how do I find great products? So I'm going to split this up really into two parts. And I think that everyone should do the same with this, with a product selection, and for that matter, the same with supplier selection, which are the two big areas that hold people up and are indeed time-consuming, but really important to get right. So first thing to say is going to take you time and effort. If you're looking for a simple formula that is going to get you a result within, you know, a few days or a couple of days, I'm not in a position to offer that. And also, if you do follow such a simple formula and it's widely publicized, everybody else will be doing the same thing. And therefore, it's not going to work very well because you'll have massive competition. Okay, so that's the first thing to say. If you're looking for a simple one-size-fits-all formula, then you need to stop right there and think about the fact that different budgets and different backgrounds of sellers mean that different things are appropriate, okay? Now, the first thing you've got to do is get ideas before you bother filtering them, right? So I think it's the brainstorm phase, and that's kind of fun. So you can do it in lots of different ways. I would simply sit down and brainstorm. I've done this recently. I use Workflowy, which will put a link into the show notes. As ever, the show notes will be at amazingfba.com. And this is, I believe, episode 101. So it'll be fba.com/101. And that's the first thing that you're going to want to look at if you want to capture what I'm saying today. So Workflowy is a useful tool. You could use a Google Doc if you want to be able to share it with people, or you could use Word, or, you know, a piece of paper and a pen. And even a notebook, it can be really good. I've used that in the past. So just sit down and do that in your house. Now, one thing you can do if you want to, for example, if you're in the kitchen space, is just walk around your kitchen. And when you go to friends' kitchens, just go and look at stuff. Just maybe it's a bit weird to write it down. But if you've got your phone with you, you can maybe make a quick note in your phone, whatever, when you're there. When you're going around shops, have a think about that. When you are out to dinner, look at the table, you know, look in the kitchen if you get a chance to see it. In other words, you just pick an area and get obsessed with it, right? And that is one thing that Anthony Lee said when he came on the podcast to be interviewed. And I think it can make a lot of sense. Depends on the sort of person you are, right? Other things you can do, you can subscribe to magazines. A lot of them are free, or pick up magazines like Cookware Monthly. I have no idea, but you know, the Waitrose magazine might have things in it, for example, or Tesco magazine or something like that. It could be that you subscribe to an online email, or you hang around forums. So in other words, you just kind of soak yourself in the marketplace for products in a particular area. So I think this can be really effective. And one of the great things about it is it's taking you away from Amazon, which means you're not just following the herds, which is an interesting way to find products that are already selling. But if it's exactly the same as what's already selling, then of course it's not differentiated and you'll just be shopped on price, right? So from the beginning, I would do my best to be imaginative. And that's one of your best barriers to entry, and certainly one of the best ways to stand out initially. So that's the sort of organic way of doing it. Now, for those of you who are more numbers driven or more impatient, or I shouldn't say impatient, but really a lot of us as entrepreneurs are impatient people, you could use a tool, for example, the product database from Jungle Scout. This is the web app, not the Chrome plugin, okay, not the Chrome extension. I'll talk about the difference between those in a bit, but basically the web app has a couple of tools. One is called Niche Hunter and the other is a product database. They're pretty similar. I mean, basically you can put in criteria like it sells between $20 and $40, sales volume of about 3,000 units a month, and whatever else you want to put in. For example, sales price between, I said sales price already, haven't I? So whatever else it is you want to put in, really, you know, fewer than 50 reviews, between 50 and 200 reviews, etc., right? And it will spit out a massive list of things. Now, you can choose categories. I'd advise you to niche down to categories and then broaden it back out if you are, not finding things that hit your criteria. Some people just like to be completely, as Adam Hudson puts it, sort of agnostic about the type of product and just follow the numbers. That really depends on you, right? So there is a broad strategy ranging from completely obsessed with a particular sort of niche market through to completely numbers driven. And I would say for most of us that the right spot is somewhere in between. So that's around the ideas generation. And the next stage is to filter your ideas down through various things like demand and so forth and budget as well. I'll talk about that in the next episode. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.